Fashion Week in New York. What do you picture? Glamour, models, designers from around the world. But what about a local from Springfield who first spent 19 years developing skills working at The Gap? That is the true story of Justin Haynes, whose custom designs really have taken the fashion world by storm. Studied in Singapore, Milan, Ukraine, shown in Paris and New York. But he built his company in Springfield, launched his brand, Justin H., at the Enfield Square Mall. And he joins us now, fresh off of New York Fashion Week. Justin, welcome to Radio Boston and congratulations on your success.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So I feel like we should start by asking, how was Fashion Week?
Fashion Week is still going on, but this weekend was absolutely amazing. I can't really put it into words. I think it actually went far past my expectations. I think this is one of my better Fashion Weeks, to be honest.
What is success in a fashion week for a designer, Justin, and why was this one so particularly successful for you?
Well, first, coming off of a pandemic, and we're still in a pandemic, but being able to show live with the audience was a huge change, and it was just like a breath of fresh air to be able to actually see people see your clothing, see your work in person. A success story for New York Fashion Week is getting down that runway with zero flaws, models coming down, and just making sure that, you know, everything is 100%. And that's what made a successful show. Like, I had zero flaws. There was no music errors. All my video was intact. I just think everything was just right in line.
I feel like it's safe to say that now. We can't jinx you because it already happened. So I do want to ask you, growing up in Springfield, you know, we are not necessarily known in Massachusetts for our fashion chops. You spent 19 years in retail at The Gap. Back then, in those years, did you think this was where you'd be? Was this always the plan?
It was a dream. I didn't think I would get here this quick. Let me say that. I think, you know, The Gap and being at The Gap as long as I was definitely gave me the business knowledge that I needed. But I did not think that, you know, it was possible for me to remain in Springfield, to remain in Massachusetts, and still be able to be known in New York and various places. So, it was a dream, but I didn't think it would happen to me.
And is it because you willed it, this part about it's not possible, you didn't think to stay in Springfield and be showing all over the world? Were you wrong that it's just not that hard? Or my sense is that it's you. You're the reason that's been possible.
Yeah, and I have to say, I know down to my city or my state, they weren't that receptive to fashion, and my particular fashion when I started, and some still aren't now. They're definitely there now because of the accolades that I received in New York and, you know, Paris and Milan. So I have to say, I put the work in, you know, thank God that he allowed me to do that. But it wasn't this area. This area didn't push me, because if I had just stayed in my corner and not, you know, put myself out there and not make my presence known to the industry makers, I would still be probably somewhere working part time at The Gap right now.
So who did show up for you early?
I would have to say my mentors, my mom, my dad, especially God did. But one person that actually helped me get to this point, was my mentor, Miss Jessie. Outside of my mom, Miss Jessie actually taught me everything that I know about sewing. She set me down for 6 months in her basement every day, morning to night. And I was able to actually learn how to pattern cut, how to sew, how to make my blocks, my circles. She taught me everything I know. Going to now, I owe a lot of my success to Melissa Shea, who was one of the industry makers of New York Fashion Week, and she does all of the networking. She really put me in a place to be seen, and I, you know, I owe her that that respect.
How old were you when Miss Jessie taught you how to sew, and how did you know her?
Well, Miss Jessie she went to my church when I was growing up. So she was the one, the fashionista I was looking up to in church, you know. I started my brand when I was 29. So it had to be about 28, 29 when she was teaching me how to sew. And she was just that recognizable person that sewed everything she had. And for her to even want to take me under her wing and show me everything she knows is absolutely amazing. She tells everybody now I sew better than her.
So we are talking to Springfield-based Justin Haynes, fashion designer straight off the runway of Fashion Week in New York. Happy to have you on the show, Justin. A little earlier in our conversation, you said, listen, early on, the region, the state, not necessarily ready to support you or your fashion. So let's talk a little bit about what your fashion is. Tell me about the designs that you just showed over the weekend.
Well, what I showed over the weekend is I just released a new label the beginning of the year. Actually, it was a little earlier before the year actually leaked out, before it was supposed to. This was actually supposed to be the launch, but I started a new luxury label called Onyx, which is the luxury side of Justin H, where it's all of the basics, the tans, the whites, the blacks, the denims, and it's all with leathers and luxury denim, you know, and some luxury cotton. So that's what I showed at New York Fashion Week. This was supposed to be the original launch. So I showed my new label Onyx.
And what was maybe your favorite piece that you put on the runway this time?
Okay, my favorite piece, I buy a little off my clothing, but my favorite piece was my moto jacket. It was a leather moto jacket, and I put cheetah fur inside. So it was like a moto kind of motorcycle jacket, and I put cheetah print fur inside, and everybody went crazy over it. So that was my favorite piece.
And is all of your work custom, Justin? Like, can anybody go buy that jacket, or do they have to know you and pay you to make one special?
Well, see, what I don't do is I'm ready to wear. So if I make it, it's ready to go, and it's that one piece. So that piece is still available. However, I don't duplicate. I like to keep my models unique and one of a kind. And I consider all of my customers' models because they go out and they show the world is their runway. So I keep them all unique and one of a kind. So anyone can purchase the coat. It's just when you see that, that'll be there.
So, you know, that is a pretty transformational view of modeling and beauty, Justin, to say that whoever purchases your clothing, when they wear it out in the world, they are models. I know you know the fashion industry has come under great criticism, especially in the last several years, about really limited and uninclusive definitions of what beauty is. How do you think about and respond to that? How are you thinking about what beauty is, and what are you doing with that in your work?
My response to that is beauty is what you make it. I tell everybody that. If you believe that you're beautiful, if you believe that it's beautiful, if you believe that it's great, it is great. You know, I don't think any one of us can define that. That comes with inner being. That comes with your self-confidence. How I'm changing the game in that is I'm trying to make fashion available for everyday life. So that means regardless of your size, your race, your height, your weight, regardless of what it is and who you are, I'm making fashion available for that. And that for me builds confidence in the person.
I want to come back home to Springfield. You've made some pretty impressive choices in your career about staying committed to Springfield, to the region, bringing shows back there, founding your company there. Why?
A lot of people think I'm crazy, to be honest with you. But I believe I owe it. This is a place I grew up in, born and raised. And I think I owe it here to at least try to make this area what it needs to be in fashion. I don't want to be the one to say I was from. I want to be the person that is living currently in Springfield, Massachusetts. I don't want to be that, you know, here's Justin Haynes from Springfield, Massachusetts. So I'm trying to make that a reality. Will it happen? I'm not sure. I do know that sooner or later, I'm probably going to grow past it. And it may not be what the city or the state wants to embrace.
So you said you want to help us be who we need to be in fashion. Who do we need to be in this region in fashion, and how do we get there?
We need to be in this region open to whatever it is that we see fashion is. A lot of people don't even know what the difference between fashion and style. Fashion is what we wear. Style is how we put it together. I think we need to embrace all levels of fashion. That means whatever it is, how you like it, you wear it. And I think that's what we lack here. And I think we can get there by embracing different levels of style and not just, you know, keeping to one level and not thinking just one style is it. We have to be open to change.
How would we see, if we knew you really well, how would we look at your designs and say, I can see Justin's childhood in that design. I can see Springfield and his background and his community and the people who've loved him and cared for him in those designs.
You can see that because I use, believe it or not, I use a lot of my childhood growing up, sitcoms, TV shows, all of that. A lot of those are themed streamlines to each collection that I build. So you would see that a quick signature will be my patchwork. You know, there's going to be a patch on every garment. And that's going to automatically tell you that that's Justin Haynes. I don't even worry about the tag anymore because anybody can rip that out. I want you to see the tailorship in the garment. I want you to see that patch. And I also want you to see the level of work that I put into it.
So those little patches, I've noticed that in pictures of your fashion, you know, almost like the little patches we would put on jeans or parents would put on jeans for us as kids. Why those patches?
I wanted a signature. Like, I love patchwork. I've always loved patchwork, but there was never a patchwork on luxury clothing. There was never a patchwork on quite really streamlined tailored clothing. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted there to be a signature and a distinction in what patchwork can be. And that actually brought a level of color and it brought a level of who I am. I'm one that thinks outside of the box. I wear what I want. I'm a free agent when it comes to fashion and style. And that was part of that. You can wear a suit and have a patch on it and still be okay.
So you made mention of, you know, we can see your childhood and your designs through the sitcoms that you enjoyed and that kind of thing. Tell me somebody you wanted to kind of be like when you grew up, when you were a kid.
It wasn't really a sitcom. It was actually a fashion designer, and that was Ben Sherman. Ben Sherman, I feel, even to this day, his brand has remained streamlined, and it has definitely been consistent in what they do. So Ben Sherman was one I looked up to. I looked up to his aesthetic. I looked up to him being real to who he was, never changing because the industry changed. And he was just an idol of mine.
And how does a kid in Springfield discover Ben Sherman's fashions?
You can discover Ben Sherman's fashion because he was always the guy to have that plaid patchwork, not patchwork, but that plaid inside. So he had different plaids, the ginghams, and all of that was always inside of his linings and linings of his shoes, the collars of his shirts. So that was always a Ben Sherman signature.
Is there someone you dream of wearing your designs who either you hope someday will or maybe already has?
There's three people, actually. We're leaning towards that. Nick Cannon was one, Erykah Badu, and Katy Perry. I was actually on the Kenny show last week, and his suit is being made now. So fingers crossed, all is well. He may be in my brand soon.
What colors are going into Nick Cannon's suit?
We're going to do a teal blue. Actually, it's already done. We're doing a teal blue with some black buttons, and we went with a burgundy crocodile.
And what is next for you? What's the next big project?
The next big project is whatever comes. I tell people all the time, I can't really streamline or really tell you what it is yet. There's so many things happening so fast that I'm taking it day by day. As it comes, I'm going with it.
And just briefly, in our last couple of seconds, any young designers locally you've got your eye on?
No, not yet. But I'm willing to always put a reaching hand out to anyone who needs the help or who wants the guidance. I'm here to help.
All right. That is Justin Haynes, Springfield resident and global fashion phenomenon with his brand Justin H. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been an honor.
You can also catch a virtual showing of Justin's latest collection, Onyx, which he told us about, this Wednesday evening at runway360.com.